Играется.
Yeah, how's it going?
12 days. I'm a day. So we're up to 6 lines from the bottom. At a dot. Amr of Yehuda, Amr Shmuel. It neimar lo nimshach malchus beishol. Why did his malchus not continue, extend? I mean, we find chatoim that he did, I guess, but, you know, why was that the punishment? There's a reason that it wasn't so good, he should be melech, which is nimshach ha-malchus. Mishlohaya v'shum daifin. That's what sounds mamash vaker. It had no blemishes in the yichos. He said, why do we that? Yes. No, the blemishes in the yichus, he should be no, the opposite. Why? Some of Yechanan, Mishum Rishon Ben Yitzadik, Ein Mamid and Panas Al Tzibur. You don't appoint a Panas Al Tzibur. Elin Kain Kupa Shal Shotzim Tul Yibay. Unless he has a box, he has a necklace of a box of Shotzim hanging on him, Achayr behind him. I mean, from previous generations. There's some pagam there. Why? Because like this, a person gets position, he takes it, it goes to his head. He starts getting haughty. I don't look behind you. Look where you come from. It's good to have some sarin that you can be put into your place. And Shaul had not that for sarin. There could be a fear that what it could lead to. Masha just says, why a kupa shall shut him? A box. If it's a too obvious problem, it's like it was Zayin Tera Malchus. You're walking around with an obvious blemish. But if it's a kupa, it means it's hidden. It's there. We can open up the box and look inside if we have to. But it's not staring you in the face, or else that wouldn't be the covered for the Malchus. Omer of Yehuda, Omer Rab. It's Neiman Nenashol. What was one of the things that he got punished for, I guess. We had before, you know, other things. And he started off on the left foot. How did he start off on the left foot? He was Meichel on his Kavit. And Amr, it says in the passage. Now we know a Melech is not supposed to be Meichel on his Kavit, right? Melech Shemeichel Vaideh and Kavit Meichel. And what's the reason for that? Either because and he brings up Tupsha. I wonder, Shash says, is that because he has to defend himself and he has to be afraid of him? If he leave Michael, then they'll be afraid of him. He has to have a presence in front of people. Or, which Masha says in the solution, is that Malchus, he shears, so to say, the Malchus with the best of Adam. But the best of Adam is representing Akash Bokhus Malchus. And you give me Malchus and Kodesh Baruch Hu covered. This is a son of the Malchus, a son of Malchus and Kodesh Baruch Hu also. You're not a blah, blah, blah. Okay, so he shouldn't have been Michael. Where do we see he was Michael? Remember it says in the passage. This was when he was originally appointed. But when they were Yahweh, there were bad people who said, evil people who said, my Yeshayinu is there. What can he do for us anyway? He has no, you know, record of, sort of greatness. You know, what can he do? He can lead us to Muhammad. He can do whatever, you know. He was do the Mavazim, the Mincha. Usually when a king is, you know, announces a king, so you bring him a gift. I'm going to give. He was silent. He didn't say a word. And it says in the Pasuk, Ayal Nachashua Moini, so he came to war. Granted, he won the war, but they had to go to war. Okay, so why did he have to come to war? Because Lamaisa, they were mavaz and covered, and he just kept quiet. You know, time and place for quiet, and time and place to speak up. He should have spoken up. Now, there's a Rashi here, but I think to understand the Rashi, we'll learn another piece of Gemara. Let's finish off the Gemara, and we'll go back to Rashi. The Omer of Yechinin, Yishim Rishim and Yetzadah. So it is the continuation of the last piece. Okay. What's the rule with a Talmud Chacham? How does he stand for his cover? So call Talmud Chacham, She'enoi noikim v'noitze kenachosh. If a Talmud Chacham does not take revenge and remember, right? That's what Noitim means, to hold, you know, animosity, hold a grudge. He doesn't do that, like a snake. Ain't a tamachachim, not a tamachachim. A tamachachim has to take the karma and has to do the tira. He has to remember what people did via sin. Now we have to explain that. We have to tweak it. That's what we'll see. Basic Gemara, I understand. Tamachachim is mechayv and tariag mitzvah. Maksev leisika v'leisitar. Never heard it. Tamachachim is part of, he can eat chatna, he can eat chayf, he can wear shatnas. So how can he do leisika v'leisitar? So lav, the third didn't say, you know, a postic. You know, he has a different halacha. Says the Gemara Tanasti. There's two kinds of things you have to, you know, kindness that you have on people. One is monetary, one is not monetary, as we'll say. Tahuva Mamadu, no, that's called a monetary issue. Like the famous Chazal, the Siz. Huda said, that's what we're talking about. The Talmud we learned to the right. Eis in the Kima, what's an example of Nakima? Eis in the Tira, what's an example of Natira? And the Kim, not the Kama is Amaloi. Hashileini Magloch. Reuven says to Shimon, could you lend me your saw? Amalei? Lav, no. I don't want to lend it to you. Shimon didn't want to lend it to Reuven. Ramach, the next day. Amalei who? So Shimon says to Reuven, Hashileini Kadumach. I'd like to borrow your axe. Amalei, no. Ain't the Mashulcha. I'm not going to lend it to you. Hashle Yishaltani. If you don't want to lend your thing to me, then that's called Nekim. Take revenge. Okay. Eizu Netira, what's an example of Netira? Amalei, Shileini Kardumach, lend me your axe. Again, Pashas, Reuven says to Shimon, lend me your axe. Amalei, why? No, I'm not lending it to you. Amokra Amalei, Shileini Chalukha, lend me your jacket, your shirt. Amalei, yeah, hey, look, yeah, take it. Hey, I'm not like, anyway, I'm not like you. So you didn't lend it to me. In other words, like it still bothers me, obviously, and I'm going to let you know that you didn't lend it to me, and I'm not going to be as dead as you. Zuhi Natir, that's called Natir. So, okay, but to that, Ein Echanami, Talmud Chacham has to be Mekayim that also. So where, so what's the other one? Where is it different that he should, so to say, take Nekama and should, you know, remember the avla that was done to him? That's Tzara D'Gufa, the Mavaza him. Mavaza somebody that you don't have to forget. He doesn't want to lend you his axe or, you know, whatever. Okay, so just forget about it. But if you're Mavaza, then you don't have to. You might have a kasha that also. But there's an interesting aura, the Farshim points out. So the question is like this: why do we change the case? The first case we said was a saw and an axe, and we changed it to a axe and a shirt. I changed the case. Just question what the response was. Change the variable. I just changed what the response was. So one of the Ritzim, the Gvura Sari wants to say this also. It's not a new story. It's a continuation of the story. In other words, make sure we get to everything right. So what happened? First, Reuven asked him for the magol, for the sickle, for the saw, and no. So then Shimon came and he asked Reuven for the axe. He said no. So then Reuven went, it's the same continuation, the third step of the story. What, Sunday, Reuven asked Shimon for the sickle, for the saw. Monday, Shimon Yeshuvin for the axe. Tuesday, Reuven Yeshimin for the shirt. Continuation. It's not a new story. So what did Shimon say? Again, so in other words, it's a different, the order is different. In other words, the first time the bad response was said by Shimon. Reuven asked Shimon for the saw. Said no. And that's not the comment, that's not the Torah. Listen, you don't want to do chesed, you don't do chesed. I'm a chayit to do chesed. You know, you have an opportunity. You're not going to get any love if you don't lend somebody. You know. Then the next day, Shimon comes to Reuven, says, "Borrow your axe." Reuven comes with a response, "No, I'm not like you." So he was even like, next day, Reuven went back to Shimon, okay, and he asked him for the shirt. Continuation of the story. And Shimon says, "I'm not like you." What's the chiddush? In other words, maybe if Reuven was over, I'm like, see, because then maybe I can, you know, a tit for tat. Again, the first time, Shimon wasn't over or anything, but he didn't lend it to him. So why is Reuven taking a comma? He didn't do anything wrong. But once Reuven was like on my sequence, he did an avu to me. Maybe I can hold a grudge against them. He's an avera. So it's a built up of three steps. That's his. Maybe we couldn't say a saw and a cardam. It's a three step story. First step was the saw. Second step was the axe. And the third step of the same story was the shirt. Okay. Cop. The har is made. The others make the har also. Okay, we're still not finished. So we're holding down the Gemara. Even though we mentioned that maybe Tamil Chacham could be different, but not Lagabi, typical mum and shayla, lending me, you know, your item. Where could he hold the grudge? Tardigu. Basically, Gemara. Tardigu for loy means he's not a over if he calls a grudge. But Tanya, we learned in a Brisa, a famous Brisa. And they love him, vain and elven. Those who get embarrassed and don't embarrass others. Shaymin Karpostan, they hear their shame, vain and machine, they don't respond. First thing is they don't embarrass back. Yeah, they don't answer. They don't excuse themselves, they just don't respond. Oysa me'ava, they do me'ava. They're happy when they have Yisurim. You know, you said nasty things to me. Smile it off. Alein across the volume of the Torah says about such people, oyav of those who love Hashem, and comes to Avos Hashem, it says Hashem is rigurus, and like the sun that comes out in its full strength, full glory. That's the appropriate behavior. So Atam Chacham Shulchar behave that way also. It sounds like, you know, you shouldn't respond to someone embarrassing you. That's Chartar de Gufa. As the Gemara, no. In other words, you don't do anything, but you can hold it in your heart. Again, you don't respond, you don't embarrass people, you don't, you know, answer back, but in your mind, your heart, okay, I remember this guy. Mind of Kamino, what does it help you if you hold it in your heart? The Rashi says, you look up, I'm skipping, just to get back to it. The Rashi, the third line from the top. The Nokit believe, the Mbaach Alinkam Nikmasi. Let's say someone comes to take revenge for you. The Kiyam HaMishpat, which I guess is rightfully so. Yishna, you can keep quiet. Like this, you know, if someone wants to punish somebody, don't harm him. Here, he did an avu to you. Just keep quiet. Let him do what he has to do. Then again, you hold it in your heart. Don't do anything. But if this guy gets into trouble, you don't have to help him because he did an avu to you. Again, if borrowing money, you know, borrowing items, you can't take the combo. You can't do the tear. If he did something personally to you, you can remember it. Now, you don't respond. You don't take the combo, obviously. You don't beat him up. Okay? And you don't even talk, you know, back to him and put him down. But if someone else is starting up with him, then just turn the other way. Because remember what he did to you. Pray to Gemara. that a proper anaga? Amar Rava, the also famous Chazal, Kolamavra Midosa, someone who's, that means he looks aside, he puts Midas aside. In other words, Midas means he deserves it. You know, you did something a bit to me, I should, you know, take it out on you, and not be Michael you. Amavra Midosa, I'm going to go better than the letter of the law. I feel like a Mishal, they're going to take away your, Kashbar will treat you that way also. You do a chaita Kashbar, or Michael, you just say, you're Michael, your friend. It sounds like the best thing you see, Michael. No, if the Gemara is Messiah, play Messiah. He comes to ask for forgiveness, then accept his forgiveness and be Michael. But if he doesn't come back to ask for forgiveness, you can hold it in your heart. And again, like Rashi said, if someone comes, you know, to beat him up, you don't have to go try to go out of your way to help him out. Okay, that's the end of this. That is a point to hear. First of all, why is the mashal with the sun? The mashal with the sun. However, the Gesef Hashem is Shmigurasa. Like the sun coming out in its full might. Okay, could be it's the most powerful of the, you know, of the. The less the beings. What? Oh, I saw the I remember the original from Ram Shif, but I see that he brings it from the Meiri. He says the same thing also, is that the, right, the, when the sun and moon were created, the moon came and tried to gang up, so to say, on the sun. I came up with the idea, make him smaller. And he got punished. What did the sun, what was the sun's response? He was quiet. He didn't answer back. He was going to love him, Vayner Melvin. He stayed strong. He stayed big. He would answer back, and I don't know what Kishpah would have done then exactly. But he didn't answer back, obviously. Therefore, the sun stayed strong, and the moon was put, you know, cut down to size. Another thing, the Pam Zatzal used to say, is that, was my Yisurim, right? Smechem be Yisurim. Now, which Yisurim we talk about over here? Could be in general, but how we talk about the Yisurim of being embarrassed. Right? He said, Yiddish, his Yainis, then the billigste Yisurim. Then his Yainis are the cheapest Yisurim. Doesn't cost you any money, no doctor bills, you don't have to take off from work. No, it's not embarrassed you. Okay? I mean, not that you would. Although he said from the Chavetz Chaim, Chavetz Chaim used to complain. There's people, you know, look up to me. No one embarrasses me. I wish they would embarrass me. And I get Yisurim. But no one embarrasses me. So, you know, what's going to be? You know, I don't get the kapara that I need is not going to come with the Zionists. That'll be the best Yisurim to get the Zionists. Okay. Let's see Rashi. Now, you see why I waited to learn the Rashi. So, why Nimshecha? It's around 13 lines from bottom on the Mabay. Why was it Leinim Shucha Loyacham? Why did his mouth not last for a long time? And why answer Shloi Haya Bashum Daisi Mishpach? He had no blemish in the family. He just go now. See, that's interesting. I'm not afraid for Shaul. Shaul was such a great tzaddik. But he just go Amalachem Ayitzim Yisai. But what about his descendants who come from him? They're not going to be as great as him, and they'll be Mizgoel Yisrael. David, right? David came from Rus. So if someone from Beis David starts saying, the guy, you know who you come from? He came from Rus. And right, was, I mean, for a while, they didn't even know that he was a kosher, could be a king. He came from Rus. But that's that blemish in his ancestors. A kufa shol shvatim, that's daifi mishpacha. It's an emotional for the blemish or the negative, you know, thing becomes because of a lack of, you know, a chashu mishpacha. Okay, now the next thing. Mena shol. Why did shol get punished? Lovoy, idei dover. Yeah, interesting. How did he get punished? He got punished because with the ma'is with Agag. Why did Kadosh Baruch Hu put him into that position? Lovoy, idei dover, shol love nikol hen alava. Something happened, they should lose the malchus. But that's a punishment. Because Baruch Hu put you into a position that you can lose it. Why did he put in a position? Because when they should be tefillahs, malchus, from the beginning of his malchus, his moichel is covered. The gila latte, so he revealed about himself. He's really not totally qualified to be a king. He could have stood up to the challenge, but he failed the test. Now listen carefully to the next Rashi. So what do we say? What was his mercy? Mar put a pot. That the Bnei Belial said, what's he going to do for us anyway? He didn't even respond. So here we see it wasn't Michael on his covet. It wasn't Michael on his covet. Didn't make a macha on his covet. It was Michael on his covet. Rashi doesn't say that. Rashi is another piece of the story that the Gemara didn't bring down. Umaskana de Milsa, the end of the story was, or the next part of the story, to Amr Yisrael, after, so it was a little bit while later, because this would happen before they went to war. So then Shaul, you know, gathered all the people together to war. They went to war and they defeated Nachash HaMayni. Then they realized that he is qualified. So Chayso said afterwards, Mia Iva, who is the one who said, Shaul, Yumlech Aleinu, with Mia? Shaul should be our king. You know, Anash Menemisim, yes, they said, we'll defend Shaul's covenant. We'll take them in covenant. We'll murder Achaz. But who Amar Layum Tishayim is then? Shaul said, no one should die. Rashi's saying here, the fact that he wasn't, that he was Michael, was not that he was quiet. It was afterwards when they wanted to kill them, and he said, don't kill them. But one of the other people in Kaishal said, let's kill the ones that said Shaul is not worth worthy of being king. And he said, don't stop it. That was the problem. Why? Why does Rashi say that? Because we just learned the Gemara. If someone's mavad to you, you're supposed to remember, right? That's what, you're supposed to remember. You're not supposed to, but if someone else comes to punish, sorry, you're not supposed to take revenge. But if someone comes to take revenge for you, be quiet. Don't stop them. And that's what he did. They came to take revenge for him, and he stopped them. That was the time. The hell was Mar Belachus. Mar Belachus is a lot of kill. Mar Belachus is a Misa. Yeah. Again, but the point is, it's not stopped. He kept quiet. He couldn't answer it. He's not supposed to answer. They don't say anything. But later, someone went to take revenge for you. I've showed you the Rashi later, right? They take revenge for you. You keep quiet and let them take revenge. And that was the time. That's a beautiful. So Rashi is very geschmack. You have to add on this point. Other Rishonim said also, but that's what Rashi said. Okay, let's see Rashi on the top of Kav Gimel and Aleph. Right, if someone doesn't take the kama, or he doesn't hold on to the Ava, the anger, the sadness, like a nachash, which a nachash seems to be like remembers who tried to hit him. Any kamaiska, I'm not like you, Shlo Yisotani, Zun Etiru, Shadav Eshavri. Obviously, he's holding it, guarding it in his heart. You say, right, he didn't take it off his mind. But the Nokia believer, that is a lot of it. Bachelin, because the Kamasa, if someone comes to take in a Kama, they came on this tradition, you should be quiet and let it happen. So he said, it says, you should be Mavram Midai, so that's here, from the pious, from the Vakish Mechila. Yes, Mechila, you should be Michaelim. He is not asking for Mechila, and you should guard it in your heart. They bring them a Josh Saran over here. Saran says that what's just that it says of right, Vayav of Kipay Shamish, Avas Hashem. That's a pshat. Why doesn't take it to heart? He understands the Keshbach who's caused it to happen. And if Keshbach wants it to happen, he accepts it. That's how a Talmud Chacham is supposed to understand that he must have done something wrong, and Keshbach is punishing him for what he did wrong. The Mela, he's Makabal, the Yisur Bahava. The Mela, that's why that's the maila of the person who's making the sermon doesn't respond. One more thing over here. So going back to the Mishnah. Then the Mishnah, Mahi Mitzian, right? They stick out the fingers to make the pious. What do they stick out? Achas Ishtai. Two or one. Well, obviously, if you can stick out two fingers, why shouldn't they be able to stick out one finger? Hash Ishtai Mitzian, Achas Uboi. Like, what was it? You could even do two, would you say? One or two? Amar Rabban Lekash. Depends who you are. Kan Bibori, Kan Bichoy. Depends if you're healthy, or depends if you're weak. I'm sick. No, maybe it feels weak. Like we learned in a brayso. So okay, really only stick out one finger. You're not supposed to stick out two. Maybe the one who's the mamun is going to make a mistake. That's if you're healthy. We tell you, if you can stay out one finger alone, and you have it's not too hard for you to stay out one finger, good. Avachayla, if you, your weakness in your fingers, if you're Shimon singing, then you could do two also. Now, by Yechidim, might see him Shimon. We have to know who these Yechidim are. The Yechidim stick out two, but we don't only count it as one. Okay, in other words, just because you start two fingers, and you put two fingers next to each other, and you count it as one. But then the Yishalmi says, not that way. Yishalmi says that they count it as two, but the Babli says he counted as one. The aim. Praise the Gemara. The aim. Mine and Layla. But Tanya, aim might see him, Loy Shlish. Call your middle finger, the light gaidel, and act your thumb, ma'amar amoyim, because of those who are going to try to play tricks. Im haitzi shlish, he did. Pull out the third finger also, I guess. Mine and light. In other words, fine. Gaidel ain't mine and light. So if you start the gaidel, we don't count them anymore. We just. Skip over him. I don't know. Kick him out of the line. Yeah. Well, Yoid, not only did we kick him out of the line, and he loses his opportunity, El Shalaykim and the Mamuna, the Fakia. They whip him. The Mamuna on Fakia, okay, whips him. So it sounded like, I guess, that if you stick out two fingers, or so you can count more than one. No. We don't mean that he counts. If he sticks out another finger, we count him an extra time. It means one. So even though it didn't say clearly in the second braisa that if he stuck out the third, his middle finger, he counted. It doesn't mean he counted extra. It means we count. But it's not counted as one. That's honest. Right.
When it's part of two,
I guess it means look at steel if he's a healthy person. Only one finger. He shouldn't put it stick out the middle finger also. What? Again, he has only got one finger, the index finger. Right. If he stuck out the middle finger also, he shouldn't. But okay, that sounds like we counted. Sounds like we count the middle finger also. None of us. They don't count one. No, amen. And we don't kick him out of the line, and we count them. But in Echanami, only has one. He tried to stick out the thumb and the index finger, and we kick him out of the line, and we whip him. Okay. So we whip him, Bimaskia says. My tekiya, what's this tekiya? I'm a Rav Marza, Madra. Oh, my Madra. On a papa, Matarta de Taya, the first question. It's the whip of the, I don't know, Arab merchant that we use. Taya, that not only the, what kind of whip, at the ends of the whip, they don't cut it one flat piece. You cut it into, you know, a lot of smaller pieces. It hurts much more when you whip someone with that. Says the Gemara, Amar Abaye, should know, Eresh, originally, now you learn the Shnayas, Hava Amin, I thought, Hadas Nan, this is what we learned in the Shkolim, Ben Devoy, that was his name, the Munah of Pekia, he was appointed on the Pekia. What's the Pekia? Amin, I said it, Silta, must be on the making of the wicks for the Menaira. Kedis Nan, like we find this language used by wicks. It says the beloy nichnas kahanim from the worn out pants of the kahanim umehem minayim and from their shirts. Mehen hoyim askiyin, from that they used to like rip apart and make threads of anamid lichen. That's what they used for wicks. That's why I thought it meant the Lashon Maskiyan. Came into Shemana, but once I heard what we just said today, just now, I mean, the one who gives the Malkus. Now, it could be, he really just said, I'm not sure what it is now. Before I understood it means one thing, but now I know it could be two things. I'm not sure which one it is now. It doesn't sound like that anymore. It sounds like I'd rather say the second thing than the first thing. Originally, I thought, right, he's appointed on the wicks. No, I'd rather say he's appointed on the Malkus. Why is that? That is the question explained. You really need someone to be appointed on wicks. What's the big deal? 7 wicks a day, 7 days a week. Hey, how hard is it to make a wick? Not so hard to make a wick. But to give Malkus, you have to have a person that, you know, not so hard, not so easy. You know, that needs a position. Just don't have any appointed. You give Malkus today. No, you give Malkus today. That needs a position. That's what we rather. I'd rather bring down a Machlokes over here. Rashi and Chumash says that, you know, we know every day the Menorah, they had a certain amount of oil, and it was enough oil to burn for the winter night. For a long. What happened in the summer? The third extra. But there are some got a Rishonim that say, no, they always have to, they try to work it out, it should burn through the night. So therefore, when it was a winter night, they had thinner wicks. When it was a summer night, they had thicker wicks. But to that, you need some of those little talents, you know, it's not some. You have to make a wick every day, I don't know, every day, every week, every 2 weeks, every month, a different size, you know. So that would be a little bit, maybe you need some kind of, a monk, you know, to be able to do it. Okay, let's see Rashi. Oh, we didn't touch the word Yechidim. Okay, I left it blank. Remember in Gemara, like in the 13 point lines above the middle line. A Yechidim might see him Shayim. Who is that? We'll see in a minute. Let's see Rashi. So, let me tell you, before we see Rashi, maybe we should see Rabbeinu Chananel. So, in my Gemara, like the second, I don't know, it's in the first wide line in my Gemara. I don't know the same print. Okay, the Ben Chananel, it's around the third through the, you know, it's the middle. I'm sorry, I'm going to tell you the middle. The Neramas was Mahim Etzin, Achas Yishtayim. Yeah, we have something over there. Yeah, Mahim Etzin, Achas Yishtayim. So Matvinen, Hash Tishtayim Etzin, Achas Yishtayim. If you can do two, you can do one. Park of Chista, Haidu Tony Achas, Begori, Shabbat Bechayli, Shein and Misame, it doesn't have the strength, Leitz Yachas. No, you just stick out one finger, you have to stick out a bunch of fingers. And we learned by Rechista, Achas Mitzian, Sven Mitzian. The Yechidim Mitzian Beis. They Mitzian Ela Achas. Loimer, She'ein Boin Lidei Aroma. They're not going to come to trickery. That was no problem. They're going to come to make tricks. Know why? Yechidim Alalu Hein Rabbanon. Yechidim over here doesn't mean six people. It means healthy people, but are Tamidei Chachamim. Shenikru Yechidim. The Nikru Chazal, we call them Chaylim also. That's a lot of Gemaras. They're busy learning all the time. It says over there when they had the tiniest, there was a set of tiniest for all Chai Yisrael, but the early on, only Yechidim. That means the Chashuvim used to pass. Anyway, Itaich Yechidim means something common. And the Taich is we're all afraid of a trick. But if he's a Talmud Chacham, he's not going to try to fool us. We can trust him. Okay, that's how the Rebbeinu Chaim Taich is. Yechidim means Tamidei Chacham. Now, I'll see what does Rashi say. Okay, anyway, let's do Rashi. Koila, still 4 lines from the top. Koila, any yochel kabish atzoisov, because he doesn't have control over his fingers. So mighty achas yoytzim mecharat ima. When he sticks out one finger, the other one comes along. He starts, you know, to stick out one finger and leave the rest back. You know, little kids, you know, right? The toddlers. And once you know, tell them stick out one finger, they can't. They have fewer. It's hard to do one. That's right. Exactly. That was the same idea. Okay. The Yechidim. So Rashi says over here, the Chayla. Why they called this? It's not like the Rebbeinu Chanan. Yechidim means six people. Why they called Yechidim? Shem Yoshim im Shar B'nei Adam. They don't sit with other people, right? It's contagious, maybe. Right? Elishaychen, they're laying in bed. Or Yesh Levadim, they sit, you know, whatever, in their own corner. That's Rashi. Now, there's an Aleph over here, the Bach. Let's see what the Bach says. To me, it's clear. Yechidim hainu rabbanan. Doesn't mean six people, it means rabbanan. It is so tiny, such as the one that the Ben Chal mentioned. Man yechidim rabbanan. Rabbanan nikul chaylam. Oh, yeah. It is a bit of a done. That's take that made an impact. It says, man chaylam rabbanan. It says, a man that's fallen. Who is having for a ktiri marie? This is what we done for sick people on Tanir Chacham because they're shlach. They're busy learning, not eating, you know, taking care of their physical body. The ilu of Yerushay, so it makes sense. Ahari kvar amu avu b'chayla. If you look in the Braisa, the line above the word Yechidim, avu b'chayla filu shtayim, there's Yechidim at shtayim. Why say it twice? See the Braisa, again, like 50 lines above the wide line. The first is chayla, shtayim etzim, and Yechidim etzim shtayim. But, I show why I say the same thing twice. But you learn Ben Chanan, it's a problem in the Chachamim, and it will be better. Okay. Anyway, that's the Bach's Tain on Rashi. Right to Rashi. Ella Echod, even if he sticks out two, all the capital is one. Amen. Salish Echod. Amen. I've seen in the Exo, Loishlish, Loigos. Don't stick out your middle finger and don't stick out your thumb. Amen. I've seen him. Why do you have to stick out two? Not a sick person. Now, if he hates his shlish minin, because even if he did it, whatever reason he did it, in our mind, we're not assuming he's trying to fool us. He should nick or shenim shnei b'nei adam. Like the two fingers are close to each other. So yochel ha'achik, then he can make a distance between them. They should think it's two people. See, I'm trying to fool us. Gaidol im haitzi, gaidol im haitzi. And then we don't count them at all. El mitzin haitzi, and we take them out. And also, I'm a mun of a ski, I'm a mun of a tsoi, it's the one who's appointed on the straps that they give fetch with, maybe taka, even regular malchus, maybe. So you give it to them all. Shlish is that for shlish. And haisi shlishi, minor one. Now, kusaka, we're going to have a mina, it means you can't do the middle thing, the diet to the minor shayin. I said that. Okay, what's Akia is a tarka detai. Ritzua is Ishmael, the straps of Ishmael, and the suya, shite, the susa. I guess he was like a stick, instead of a stick, to whip the horses, that he had this kind of strap. And it's, what was it? The pasuk ratio. Kakri is Akia. Go for Akia because they used to cut, make cuts in the tip, end of it. Shaina Rechava, Bereisha, Kishar, Ritzua, is Malfit. It's not wide at the end. Ela, Mavsek, is Bereisha, Ritzua, is Dakaris. It's cut into a lot of small, you know, spans of leather. Today, she argues, as I said, the sister will feel it. But the key again, Russian piece stuff of like separations and cracks. And my Mavloy, like we saw, Nimara, Mavloy, 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 which was clear, means you rip it. And they used to take the Mechnesayim and they were to turn it into thread. The sound was at the Shkolim, whose name is Ben Bevoy, Bevoy Shemish. I am a keen lasses of Steelers and Simcha's base of Shaver. That wasn't for the menorah there, over there, but it's for the base of Shaver. Okay, Nagdu Ritzuais Malkas. That's all. Okay, I want to make sure. I typed incorrectly before. I said that they did it from the pants and Amnayan. I said it means the shirt, it means the belt. Okay, from the pants of the Kahana and from the belt of the Kahana, the Avne. Okay, that's where they made the wicks for the Nairo, maybe they made wicks for the Silchus Eshay. Okay, let's see Taisus. Tanya Maitzi Achas Mibroy. The Taisus is going to go off on a tangent over here. He's running a rule for Shas. When you say 1 or 2, 5 or 6, 8 or 9, how do we understand that? Avogad the Kamu Duchti Kitani, Loisu Azu. You're right. If you could pick two, you could do one. So not only two, but even one. So why did, what's more, kasha, what are you in the terrace for? Nikol Mokhen. Hey, Chadik, Yishna Yachrina Kamalei. No, you're right. If you're stuck, you say Loizu Asu. But if you, I would have shot. So he has the kasha, and we have a terrace. Good. The terrace was like two for a chayla, and one for regular person. But oi, the hechad of his zek, we call zel, the gamel, the night. No. And I guess when it's obvious, it's so obvious, if you could do two and you could do one, then there's no reason to say anywhere. Lois Rasu means two similar things. But if it's mamish, like, if you sing out two fingers, there's one finger within the two fingers. So why can one finger ever be worse? Okay. So that's Negeta Argamar. Being other places in Shas. Hadley Paruch, Pachi, Varesh Parakamadeira, then. And it says, and the same Gemara is brought down, Varesh Parakamadeira, the Kamar of Yehuda, Machshir, Adar, Boim, L'chamish Mamet. It can be kosher even 40 or 50 Amet. And where he has to count, the Gemara doesn't ask, well, Hashta, Chamisha, Machshir, Boim, Boim, if you could use a Sukkot, which is 50, obviously you can do the Sukkot, which is 40, which is somewhat to hear. If you could do two fingers, of course you could do one finger. You know you could do 50, not a new case. A 40 is contained within the 50, so you can do it, of course you can do 40. So it's like superfluous. Why don't we ask it over there? Yes, Leimer. In other words, because 50 is not really true either. It could be 60 also. Here again, it's 40 or 50, but really 60, 70 is also true. So it's an expression. No, in our Gemara, it's only 1 and 2, it can't be 3. So if it can't be 3, so 1 or 2 is dafka. Oh, so we have the cash. Again, Yeshua Megachalecha, the loy of Yidavka. Elohu Adin Yoysel, like Paruchach. He's in there. Kedemishani, like the Gemara says, Vereish Mephanin. Arba Vechamesh Kupais. You can take out 4 or 5 boxes. I think we'll be taking it out because it's going to be rained upon and get ruined, whatever. The Gemara says, Arba Vechamesh, Gedamri Yinchi. That's why people talk. Okay? Because it could be more also. Avo Hamaksha. The one who has the cash over there, Mr. Shabbos. Shehikshah, some chomish refanin, Abba. You can clear out 5 boxes. You know, you're slapping on Shabbos. 4, of course, you can slap out 4 boxes. Why did he have the cash? I thought that's why he beat. No, because the Talka Dait, they don't have it. He put a Talka 4 or 5. So if you can do 5, of course, you can do 4. That's why he has the cash. But when they told him, he made a mistake. The Shannon was Lav Dafka heavy. It's Lav Dafka. So once it's Lav Dafka, yeah, that's what he told. 4 or 5. 8, 10 or 20, whatever. But says over there, the kushi mitar arboim v'chamishim yar. That means, what does that mean? It means when a lady has dam before her ladle, as possible that she became a zava before the leida. So maybe the leida comes, and then she, after she finishes the leida tumah, she has to deal with the zava tumah. But it says over there, let's say she starts feeling contractions, and it's the beginning of the delivery, and goes on for a few days, and she sees blood with the contractions. We said it's because of the contractions that she's the blood, not because she's a zava. It says over there, even 40 days before, even 50 days before. Okay, I mean, it's not a usual case. But even if it happened, theoretically, if it happened, so she saw, it's one of it then, Zava. It's all part of the lady. Maria Sakasha, Baruch Lehi, why, if it's 50, obviously 40, why are you saying 40? If 50 days before it's all included, so of course 40 days will be included. Why does it say 50 or 40? You should adopt, you know, do you know why? You should adopt the English Shalom. You can't say, oh, it's 40, 50, but it could be 100 or 300. It's not Shaykh, right? It can't be 100 days before, I don't know, maybe it can't be 200 days before, whatever. There's a limit. It can't be forever. So once it can't be forever, it has to be dafka. Oh, once it's dafka, just say 50. You don't have to say 40. So when it's lav dafka, right, then you have to cash. Then you don't have to cash. But there's dafka, so we have to cash. Another example, Perak Almana Nizainis, the Kamar, Almana, Sheshah, Sa, Shtayim, Vishalashana. But the rule is, when a husband dies, the Almana has a right to two things. She has a right to work suva, and she has a right to have nizainis. He said, but that's only she doesn't collect the ksuva. Once she collects the ksuva, she can't get the nizainis. But she can collect the nizainis. Now, it says that she waited 2 or 3 years. Well, he told him the Zainas down. She never asked for the Zainas. Moshe, after 3 years, she wakes up and says, I want my Zainas. I guess we assume she was Michael. If this is the Zainas down, she loses the Zainas. Who parakhlai? Why, yes. Again, if I guess up to 3 years, up surely 2 years, she didn't lose. Right? If it's after 3 years, she loses. Well, less than 3 years, she doesn't. So, why does it say two? To say three. Now, Avra the Hussam Lav Dafka. Obviously, it's Lav Dafka. I'm sorry, I didn't check up the Gemara there. I guess, in other words, they're also, you can't say it's forever, because it's talk, there's a limit. Hussam Lav Dafka, the coach came in, I'm sorry. We're saying you lose it if you wait 2 years, and suddenly you lose it if you wait 3 years. I guess, my discussion, why two, why three? But the point is, if you wait 2 years, you lose it. If you wait 3 years, you lose it. Obviously, you wait 2 years, you lose it. Of course, you wait 3 years, you surely lose it. Right, so now the Hassam Lav Dafka, you can't say so she waited 4 years, also she loses it. So 2 and 3 is Lav Dafka. Okay, so again, the Gemara is the Kasha. Why is it say 2 or 3? Now, why do you want to ask? The rule was it's Lav Dafka. That's an expression, 2 or 3. It's obviously 4, 5, 6. Of course, she's going to lose it. But, right, the Hoshin of Yeshua say Yosef Devda. So, why? So, what's the Gemara? Again, the rule is if it's Lav Dafka, you don't ask the Kasha. Expression. So why over here, if it's 2 or 3, obviously 4, 5, and 6 also, so why are you the cash? Yes, Shleiman. So the Hassam of Ishtayim, Vishalosh, Zu, Vein, Sarah, Chaloyim, Rizu. I tried to start off with Loizu, Absent. You know, the second one is a bigger Kiddush than the first one. So it's zu vein tzarach lemezu. Hilchach parach le. Therefore, the Gemara asks the kasha. In other words, if 2 doesn't work, 3 doesn't work. But if we say 3 or 2, okay, I understand. If you wait 3 years, even if you wait 2 years, but since you wait 2 years, obviously you don't have to say 3 years. That's the Gemara has the kasha. That we don't stand for that. The chen b'sayit b'vakama habilakeach min arayim. You want to buy from a shepherd. But the problem is we're afraid possibly the shepherd was a shepherd for somebody. He's paid to graze someone's flock. And he took someone with him. The shepherd is walking around selling sheep. Maybe he stole it from his own sheep. It's a job as a shepherd. It's not he has his own sheep. He does it for people. He's a babysitter. You know, and for people's sheep. So maybe he took some. So it says, my brother, that you could, 4 or 5, yes, but not 3, 2 or 3. right? Because you can't spill four or five. You can spill one or two or three. Right. Well, you notice. So he's selling a lot, then you can buy it. A small amount, you can't. Uparach, again, hashta arba zivnin and chamish mubayi. If you could buy four, of course you could buy five. Asanami of Yizuvan Tahlamid, the same thing. Once I know four, of course I know five. Then you don't say it, it's like 2 hours. Okay. That's a very famous shoe in the Gemara, right? It had spikes that connected the top part of the shoe to the bottom part of the shoe. And there's a piece of leather on the bottom, there's a leather on the top, and the way they connected is with spikes, like nails. No, nailed it in. So that you can't wear it on Shabbos. But if let's say the spikes or the nails came out, then you could. It says that how many could be left, and then you're allowed to wear it. So then it loses its name, sandal on the summer. It says there are four or five. Parach lay mishum depshitalei, davidavka dalarei chamesh, avloi tuva. So the Gemara knew it can't be more than five, that's the whole point. When it's more than five, then it looks like a sandal on the summer. When it's five or less, and when fat, but again, the Kankasha. If five is good, of course, four is good. But you can't say, you know, more. The rule is you can't say more, and yes, the Kasha. Okay. V'resh perak apopi. It says a little like this. Ma'asho de mishtoi, tayin v'sholosh shonim. Yes, it says over there, the person wanted to marry an Isha, and the time of the, you know, the chasana came, and he pushed it off. He could wait 2 or 3 years. And also, the Gabi Tinuk Yoinik, a child is from, you know, a mother, a lot of nurse a child, 4 or 5 years. Okay, and the Gemara doesn't ask it in these cases. Why not? And where he asked, if you can do three, of course you can do two. You can do five, obviously you can do 4 years. He could remember the sheep later, who didn't do it. Like, it doesn't stop five, it can be five and a half, it can't be six. And the same way, if you can wait 3 years, you can't wait 4 years. Look, a little part of this more doesn't need such crap. That was the rule of Tyson. If it could be more, you don't need such a cash. That's what you talk. Inami, but he the Tinnik Yoimik, our brother Heishonim, Heishonim Dafi Kama. In other words, the answer is it's not a four or five. We knew the answer. In other words, if it's a healthy child, you should only do four, not more than 4 years. And if it's a weaker child, then you can do 5 years, but not more than 5 years. If you don't ask Kasha, why say five and four? We're talking about two different kinds of children. So maybe we say such a thing. Yeah. Okay, fine. Says the Gemara. Turn Rabbana. A Maisa Shaya, the last narrow line. Maisa Shayshayim Rot Shavim Verot Vail the Kavish. So that's the story we had in our mission. There was another story, unfortunately. Turn Rabbana. Maisa Bishnei Kahanim Shayshayim Shavim. They were both running neck and neck. Barats and they were running Vail the Kavish. Kodem Echad Nehem Lutayt Arba Amos. So Reuven and Shimon. Shimon beat Reuven. So Reuven took out a knife, the Tokel Eber Levi, and he stuck it into the heart of Shimon. Can't imagine such a thing happening in Beis Hamikdash. Now the Parsha will explain that, but obviously he didn't kill him because he lost the race. And then we had a whole problem before that no one's going to show up for Tshuva Sedeshin. It wasn't so harsh. He killed him because he beat him on the race. Somebody was, what's he doing with a knife in his pocket anyway, running up to his mayor? Yeah, where'd it come from? Harris is, he must have been, you know, at odds with this person already before. And this was the straw that broke the camel's back, right? That's what happened. It can't be, it doesn't make sense in a, you know, some such a thing, such a response should happen. Oh. In other words, well, we'll see the point. Well, he's going to touch on the Gemara in a moment. Anyway, the story is not over. Amr of Tzadik, Tzadik HaKayim, not the one who wrote the Svarim for Yitzchak, the Beis HaMikdash. Al Mailas the Ulam, he's standing on the steps of the Ulam, Amr Acheinu Beis Yisrael. We want to make a eulogy. Shimu, listen, how are you? I'm in the Pasuk. Ki Yimotzei Chalo Ba'adam, if you find a corpse somewhere on the ground, the Yotzei the Kenev Shedek, the Kenev and the Sheik to go out, and they bring an Egel Arufa. On the wall, me, love you, Alarufa. Who are going to bring a Garufa? Al Efi, Shalayim, Al Azar. No, he's just saying this. It wasn't really serious because the Egel Arufa is only when you don't know who the murderer was. They didn't know who the murderer was. It was just a comparison. And the way the Mepharshim explained it is Egel Arufa is as a kapara. But we can't bring an Egel Arufa here. So what's our kapara going to be? That's where he's, being Ba'ir them. And Gol Kol Abachia, they all started crying. They cried out a cry, but they say every person's child is his tenek. I can't remember hearing a wine once said over. It was a Russian Yid who was in his 90s. He said, could you call him my Debola? Debola was 70. Everything's relative. Okay, Amatza, he saw Shimon Parker. He wasn't dead yet. He was still, moving around, jumping around. Oh, Omar, and first he said, Hari Hekai the Brasim, he'll be the kaparas. He's like the carbon. He's the one who was killed, but he's the carbon. But look, a dying being part, he's still moving around. The Nitzah Shakin, so Baruch Hashem, the knife didn't get tame. Now, what's the word about the knife being tame? La Medcha, to teach you, Shekosha Leim Taras Kalim. It meant a lot. In other words, Yoyser Shikhazam is a hard statement. Okay, but in other words, it was very important that Jewish Shikhazam was done already. So Amai said, bothered him, the knife should become tame, would bother him. Anyway, so Baruch Hashem, the knife didn't become tame. Okay, we'll have to go over this story. Anyway, the next question is going to be like, what do we do? Story of our Mishnah, which story is first, which story is second? That's what I was going to deal with. Two stories.
Also, sounds like the Tzadok was blaming that there was some.
Oh, you're right.